What biologists learn as the screw trap turns and captures fish. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Personnel working in the field for the Idaho Department of Fish and Game are frequently asked by the public about the purpose of the odd, floating, and spinning aluminum contraptions found in some Idaho streams. Unfortunate for us, they don't generate power or help us find gold. These car-sized mechanisms sharply stand out against the natural riverine environment and don't intuitively look like something that would be designed to sample our natural environment. But while these do look quite odd sitting in a river, they do work quite well at safely trapping juvenile fish. For more, I talked to Roger Phillips, Fish and Game official.
To me, it kind of looks like if you took out the internals of a washing machine and put it out in the middle of a river. That's what it looks like to me. And even I early on would look at that and go, what in the heck is that? And what they're doing is capturing fish that are usually small fish that are migrating downstream. And we can get an idea of what's out there. And with our small salmon and steelhead, especially the wild ones, we can put a pit tag in those. So we know when they come back as adults, when they come back and if they come back and where they come back to, because contrary to popular belief, sometimes they wander into the next river system. So we'll know that we caught that fish in this stream at this time, and this is how big it was, and now it looks a whole lot different a couple of years later.
Science at work. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.